Hello students, have you ever wondered how in ancient times mathematicians were able to calculate distance between astronomical bodies or height of mountains or monuments? The pyramids of Egypt are the tallest man-made structures constructed thousands of years ago. How were they built? A lot of mathematics was used. The bricks had to be laid at a specific angle to the ground to get the desired height. If the angle was less, then the height would be less than the desired height. And if the angle was more, then the height would be more than the desired height. So how do you think this height was calculated? Trial and error was obviously not possible. So early mathematicians used trigonometry to calculate the angles. Trigonometry is a branch of mathematics that deals with the study of triangles. It deals with the study of relationship between the sides and angles of a triangle. Now you may ask me, why only triangles? What's so special about triangles? Why not quadrilateral? They are of so many different shapes and so many interesting sizes. So why not quadrilaterals? Or for that matter, pentagon, hexagon, or any other polygon? Any polygon, be it quadrilateral, a pentagon, a hexagon, can be broken down into triangles. And if we know the properties of triangle, we can study the properties of the polygon. Any triangle can be broken down into right triangles. So in trigonometry, we study right triangles or right angled triangles. Because any polygon can be broken down into triangle and any triangle can be broken down into right triangle. Trigonometry is said to be the most important mathematical relationship ever discovered. It comes from three Greek words, tri meaning three, gon meaning side, and metron meaning measure. It is the branch of mathematics that studies relationship between the sides and angles of triangles. The history of trigonometry dates back to the early age of Egypt and Babylon. Angles were then measured in degrees. It was then advanced by the Greek astronomer Hipparchus in the 2nd century BC, who compiled a trigonometric table that measured the length of chord subtending various angles at a circle of a fixed radius r. He is known as the father of trigonometry. He is considered by some as the greatest astronomer. He was the first Greek to develop quantitative and accurate model for the motion of the sun and moon. With his solar and lunar theories and his numerical trigonometry, he was probably the first to develop a reliable method to predict solar eclipses. Now let us come to our right triangle. As you all know, it has one angle equal to 90 degrees and hence the other two angles are acute. Now we have to fix one of the acute angles as an angle of reference and call it theta. The side opposite to the 90 degree is the longest side and it is called the hypotenuse. Now the side of the triangle opposite to theta is called the opposite or perpendicular. And the side having theta as an arm is called adjacent or base. Now let us consider triangle ABC, right angled at B. Therefore, A and C are the acute angles. If we take angle A as theta or our angle of reference, then BC is opposite or perpendicular side, AB is the adjacent side, and the hypotenuse is naturally AC. And if we take angle C as the angle of reference or theta, then AB is the opposite or the perpendicular side and BC is the adjacent side or base. Now we come to a problem. Rohan is given a task of finding the height of the clock tower in his school. Rohan is standing at a point N. The top of Rohan's head is point M and the top of the clock tower is point P. On joining PM and extending it to meet the ground at point C, there is also a tree between Rohan and the clock tower situated at point B and its top A lies on MP. Rohan, the clock tower and the tree are perpendicular to the ground. Now we observe three right triangles, triangle MNC, triangle ABC and triangle PQC. Here we can see that all three triangles have C as the common angle. They have two corresponding angles equal. One is the right angle and the other is angle C. Therefore, they are similar by AA similarity. Hence, the ratio of the corresponding sides are equal. Now, let us see the sides of the right angled triangles. We have triangle MNC, triangle ABC and triangle PQC. Now see, C is the angle of reference. So MN, AB and PQ are opposite to angle C. And MN, MC, AC and PC are the hypotenuse of these three triangles. The ratio MN upon MC is equal to AB upon AC is equal to PQ upon PC. Now this ratio is called the sine of an acute angle. So here this is fixed. This ratio of opposite to hypotenuse is fixed. It does not depend on the size of the triangle. It depends only on the measure of angle C. The sine of an acute angle in a right angle triangle is defined as the ratio of the side opposite to the acute angle and the hypotenuse. And one more thing, children, please remember, sine of angle C written as sine C does not mean sine into C. It's not the product of sine in and C. It is a ratio. Sine C is a ratio. There is a ratio between the side adjacent and the hypotenuse. In the three triangles, CN upon CM is equal to CB upon AC is equal to CQ upon CP. This ratio is known as cosine of angle C or cos C. The cosine or cos of an acute angle in a right angled triangle is defined as the ratio between the side adjacent to the acute angle and the hypotenuse. Here also, see, the ratio is independent of the size of the triangle. It depends only on the measure of angle C. Come to the next trigonometric ratio, the tangent ratio. Here again, what we see is that MN upon CN is equal to AB upon BC is equal to PQ upon CQ. Means opposite upon adjacent. Opposite upon adjacent. It is also a constant. And this ratio is known as tangent of angle C. Opposite upon adjacent. The tangent or the tan of an acute angle in a right-angled triangle is defined as the ratio between the side opposite to the acute angle and the side adjacent to the same acute angle. Now, sine, cos and tan are called the primary trigonometric ratios. We have the reciprocal ratios. The reciprocal ratios are cosec theta and cot theta. Now, cosec theta is 1 upon sine theta, sec theta is 1 upon cos theta, and cot theta is 1 upon tan theta. Now, let us discuss them in detail. Like sec theta, sec ratio is what? It is the reciprocal of cos A. That is the ratio of length of the hypotenuse to the length of the adjacent side is called sec A. Cosecant or cosec A is the reciprocal of sin A. It is the ratio of the length of the hypotenuse to the length of the opposite side of angle A. Now come to the cotangent A is the reciprocal of tan A, that is the ratio of the length of the adjacent side to the length of the opposite side. Should we revise the trigonometric ratios that we have done? Sine theta, cos theta and tan theta are the primary ratios. Sec theta, cosec theta and cot theta are the reciprocal of sine, cos and tan. So let us come to an example. We are given that the sine theta is 7 upon 25 and we have to find the other trigonometric ratios. Now we know that sine theta is the ratio of opposite to the hypotenuse. So we will draw first triangle ABC and we'll mark angle C or angle A as theta. So suppose we mark angle C as theta, then AB is the opposite to theta C and AC is the hypotenuse. So it means that AB upon AC is equal to 7 upon 5. So using Pythagoras theorem, we can find out the third side. So we know that AC square is equal to AB square plus BC square. That is 25 square is equal to 7 square plus BC square. Hence BC square is equal to 576 and BC is equal to 24. Now we know the three sides. So from this, what is cos theta? Cos theta is adjacent upon hypotenuse. That is BC upon AC. So it is 24 upon 25. Tan theta is opposite upon adjacent. So it is 7 upon 24. Cosec theta is 1 upon sine theta. So it is 25 upon 7. Sec theta is 1 upon cos theta. So it becomes 25 upon 24. And cot theta is 24 upon 7. Now just see if you can solve a question where you are given the three sides of the triangle and you find the three primary trigonometric ratios and the reciprocal ratios. Thank you, children.